Dictation for Peggy, P-E-G-G-Y, Bateman, B as in boy, A-T-E-M-A-N, November 6, 35, address as a letter to Dr. Ginu, or Ginu, J-I-N-U, 775-1640. Dear Dr. Ginu, consultation for Mrs. Bateman with low sodium concentration comes accompanied with daughter-in-law Sharon, S-H-A-R-O-N, a complex medical history. She has memory issues as well as dementia. Memory issues, dementia, as well as decrease of hearing. No change of weight or appetite. Denies vomiting or dysphagia. Overall, not over drinking too much liquids. Denies diarrhea, bleeding. Stools are dark from iron replacement. No abdominal pain. She's been treated a number of times for urinary tract infection. Denies incontinence or gross nocturia. Prior edema, lower extremities has resolved. Has extensive varicose veins, bilateral. Denies recent chest pain palpitations. She's a smoker, has a chronic cough. Denies purulent material hemoptysis. Denies orthopnea, PND, sleep apnea. Problems of insomnia, takes melatonin. There has been prior falls as well as spontaneous osteoporosis fractures, spine, ribs, has required kyphoplasty back in June and August of this year, is wearing a brace. Does have discolor of hands and feet, probably related to smoking, but no gross claudications. Denies the use of anti-inflammatory agents. Denies skin rash, minimal bruising, no bleeding nose gums, no fever headaches. Other review system is negative. Next paragraph, the past medical history. Includes a smoker, question COPD emphysema, has not required oxygen, hypertension, osteoporosis, compression fractures, coronary artery disease, prior 3 stents, no pacemaker, no valve abnormalities, they are not aware of congestive heart failure, denies the event thrombosis pulmonary embolism, TIS or stroke, no documented peripheral vascular disease. They are not aware of gastrointestinal bleeding. Apparently no blood transfusion, no chronic liver disease, no pneumonia, no kidney stones or gout. There has been osteoarthritis, including sacroiliac compromise, prior brain aneurysm with bleeding. Procedure was done, Cleveland Clinic. Prior shingles, glaucoma, basal cell carcinoma, B12 deficiency. Next paragraph, surgeries has included bilateral lower extremity vein stripling, right shoulder surgery, left total hip replacement, kyphoplasty, vertebral areas, two different areas, 2023 for compression fraction osteoporosis, bilateral length implant, question appendix, hysterectomy, tubes and ovaries, diagnosis of collagenous colitis by colonoscopy, prior Graves' disease requiring radioactive iodine treatment, no surgery, a brain aneurysm surgery, carotid artery stent, apparently also bladder suspension. tonsils. Next paragraph. Allergies reported to aspirin, Cipro, clarithromycin, clindamycin, Prozac, Flagyl, penicillin, and Prasugrel, Prasugrel. Other review system, they reported an AB malformation, a small bowel, but I'm not aware of surgery for that. Next paragraph. Present medications include Norvasc, aspirin, magnesium, Lipitor, budesonide oral for the colitis, CoQ10, Pepcid, iron pill, thyroid, lisinopril, melatonin, metoprolol, Fosamax, aspirin, recently macrodantin, complete in 7 days. Sodium tablets was 2 grams 3 times a day, presently 1 gram 3 times a day. This was decreased because of edema. HCTC, vitamin D, calcium, and a number of supplements. Prior meloxicam discontinue and prior muscle relaxant. Robaxin, R-O-B-A-X-I-N, also discontinue. Next paragraph. She starts smoking age 25, up to 1.5 packs per day, presently down to 8-9 cigarettes per day, occasionally alcohol, denies history of kidney disease, denies family history of kidney disease. Next paragraph on physical exam, elderly lady, hard of hearing, no major respiratory distress, oxygenation room air 96%, 63 inches tall, weight 130, blood pressure by nurse, 150, 78 on the left. I check it on the right, 150 over 74. Hard of hearing but normal speech. No palpable neck masses, thyroid lymph nodes or carotid bruises, JBD. Lungs distant, probably emphysema, no consolidation, probably effusion. Appears regular, no pericardial rap, no significant murmurs. No gross abdominal distension, ascites, tenderness. No gross palpable liver spleen, no peripheral edema, does have diffuse varicose veins, lower extremities, pulses are decreased, popliteal dorsal pedis posterior tibialis, with some distal cyanosis, hands and feet, but no gross gangrene or ulcers. Radial pulses are decreased, mild acrocyanosis, no induration of the skin, no weakness, no ulcers. I don't see focal deficit or myoclonus. Next paragraph. There has been low sodium concentration that over the last 1 year has fluctuated as low as 126 when she was admitted September for the back pain, osteoporosis fracture, and then fluctuating in the upper 120s, lower 130s, and now in September, 136. Potassium in the low side, normal acid base, normal creatinine, relative high BUN at 30s, normal glucose, low protein, low albumin, liver function test not elevated, multiple episodes of urinary tract infection. Normal white blood cell platelets, anemia 12.7 with an MCV close to 101. A normal B12, folic acid, ferritin low 82, saturation 28%, 3T4 normal but TSH elevated around 10. No evidence of monoclonal protein. prior Coombs test negative. The anemia and macrocytosis is chronic. Prior magnesium normal. Prior E. coli in the urine. There is a CT scan, abdomen and pelvis with contrast from September. Evaluation for back pain. Lungs were clear. There is coronary artery calcification and stents. No evidence of liver cirrhosis. Normal spleen, normal adrenal glands. No obstruction of the kidneys, no stones, urinary bladder normal, extensive abdominal aorta calcifications, prior left hip replacement, compression fracture L1, which was acute. L4. L3. With prior vertebroplasty. Extensive neuroforaminal stenosis. Severe on the left-sided L5-S1. There is also moderate spinal canal stenosis at the level of L3 from prior compression fracture and retropulsion, PULSION. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Evaluation for hyponatremia. Patient exposed to HCTC. Preserved kidney function, relatively low sodium, probably from the same diuretic effect. Underlying coronary artery disease, although I need to look for an echocardiogram to see what was ejection fraction. No overt hypothyroidism, as has normal free T4, although high TSH. Presently not symptomatic. Prior urine sodium was elevated in the hundreds. That needs to be updated, including a urine osmolality. I will favor hyponatremia, hypoosmolality from effect of medications, but cannot rule out from underlying heart disease. In any regards, present treatment will be relative fluid restriction. Given her hypertension and heart problems and prior edema, sodium tablets is not the best option. The pathophysiology of low sodium concentration is independent of sodium balance. We discuss about diet, and she is really not eating much of protein sources. She does like fish and tuna, as well as cheese, that she needs to favor. She does not like eggs or yogurt. The most recent sodium concentration is minor compromise. We will monitor this over time. Potentially we might be able to discontinue HCTC altogether? Monitoring blood pressure, of course. I did not change any medications today. Continue lisinopril among other heart and blood pressure treatment. Continue cholesterol management. Unfortunately, she's not ready to discontinue smoking. She has clinical evidence for COPD emphysema, as well as extensive atherosclerosis and clinical findings of small vessel disease, hand, feet, typical of a smoker, and vessel disease associated to that. Her memory issues, cognitive decline related to prior brain aneurysm and repair, and probably also dementia, probably vascular. Daughter-in-law helps in this encounter. We will monitor urine electrolytes and chemistries. We will follow as outpatient. We will follow in our office in Mount Pleasant. End of dictation.